Walking Story by Theatre Royal Barry St Edmunds.
Stand with your back to Lavenham Priory, facing Blacksmith's Cottage, number 8, Water Street. The number 8, that's a significant number in Lavenham. Remember it. I'll tell you more later. Look down. See where the curb drops? That gap in the pavement. That's a traverse. It's from the French word traverser. It means to cross over. If the white doors open on the other side, wonderful smells will be wafting out into the street. It's the kitchen of number 10 wine bar around the corner. Can you hear the clatter and clang of cooking pots and utensils? Look down at the traverse again. The blacksmith. When I was a boy, that was the entrance to the blacksmith's forge, Huffy's. Oh, fascinating place for us youngsters. Instead of the clatter from the kitchen, imagine you hear the rhythmic clash and bang of a blacksmith's hammer, as regular as a heartbeat, first hitting the iron shoes and then the anvil. The smells here are of red-hot metal and the terrifying stench of burning hooves as the shoes are fitted. 7 nails. Huge Suffolk Punch horses tossing their heads and swishing their tails. Dogs fighting for trimmings from the clipped hooves. Leave Fred and Bert Huffy busy. Turn to your left and walk up Water Street. Cross over and stop on the corner of Water Street and Lady Street, outside the Wool Hall. The Wool Hall. I'm 8 or 9. 73 years ago. I've just finished school. It's about 3:30 p.m. and I'm on my way to my grandmother's for a slice of bread and jam with my cousin David and another school friend. A gentleman asks if he can take a photograph of us. I stood out on my own and the other two leaned up against that wall. A year or so later, my mother had a Christmas card sent to her, and lo and behold, that photograph was on it. I still have it today. I don't know why he chose me to stand here. Maybe I looked roguish. I was a bit of a mischief maker. Like the time I climbed up to the school bell and tied a sock to the clapper because I was fed up with it ringing every morning to remind us to hurry up. Have a close look at the wall on this old wool hall. Those beautiful oak beams. Feel the grooves and the grain. Imagine the carpenter erecting this structure around 500 years ago. And how old was the oak then? Close your eyes. Listen. What can you hear? A motorbike? A Range Rover negotiating the narrow street? The chatter of inquisitive tourists? Imagine the only sound you can hear is the low, gentle mooing of cows heading for the milking parlour. Open your eyes and look opposite you, across Water Street. 73 years ago, that driveway leads to Priory Farm. 3:30 p.m, second milking of the day. Come on, let's head to Grandmother's for that bread and jam. Cross back over Water Street, turn to your right, and continue to the top of the street. When you reach Church Street, turn left and keep walking until you reach the yellow building on your left. Stop there. Lyle House. That was my grandfather's wheelwright's. No electricity, just paraffin lamps and candle lights. All sorts of weird and wonderful tools hanging on the wall. It had some sort of air of mystery about it to us, and if we could get in there, we would. Everything was so physical, making those great big wheels, sometimes nearly 6 feet high. I never understood why the place didn't burn down. Knee-deep in shavings and sawdust. Grandfather never cleared up. And he was a chain smoker. His fingers were completely ginger. He was a white-haired man with a white moustache, and the centre of his moustache was ginger. He had an assistant, a World War I veteran, with a wooden leg, and everywhere, bubbling cauldrons of flammable liquids. The smell was intoxicating. Lead paint used for decorating the carts, glue made from the bones and hooves of horses, sticky black pitch to line coffins. Yes, as well as wheels, grandfather made coffins. Us deacons have all been in the funeral trade one way or another. He'd bring in an oak tree and spend days cutting it into planks. Then it would go into store for 12 to 18 months before being made into coffins. Every mortal task was done by hand. It was not unusual for grandfather to take a coffin into the house, in front of the fire, to give it a varnish, with eight of us children nearby around the kitchen table eating a bread and jam, not batting an eyelid. One of the coffins did catch fire once, when grandfather was pouring pitch into it. My cousin David, the one who was leaning up against the wall of the old wool hall when our picture was taken, him and I were watching on. Grandfather didn't fuss. He just carried the coffin outside and turned it upside down. But we disappeared fast. Out of the way. Come on. This way. Up Church Street. But slow down now. Slow right down as you head towards the church. The church. You're walking in my footsteps, and the footsteps of my father, and my grandfather. Countless funeral processions, leading the hearse, or the horse-drawn carriage. Top hat, cane, passing number 68 opposite, Ernie Davis' fish and chip shop, the old boys outside doffing their caps in respect. The church bells ring, as they have done for nearly 500 years. 8. Remember that number, 8? There are 8 bells in the church. 8 steps up to the west door. There once were 8 pubs and 8 principal streets. And there are 8 letters in the word Lavenham. You have been listening to Smells and Bells by David Deacon and Annie Eddington. Read by me, Timothy Welton. With sound design and original music by David Lewington. This was a walking story by Theatre Royal Bury St Edmunds.